Hello, and welcome to show number 2442 of Eyes on Success, a weekly program covering a wide variety of topics of interest to people with vision loss. I'm Nancy Goodman Torpy.
And I'm Pete Torpy.
We're talking about Google's Notebook LM today.
Notebook LM. It could be a total game changer, especially for anyone who, you know, wants to dive deep into information but doesn't want to get lost in the weeds.
Believe it or not, those are two AI-generated voices from whom you'll be hearing a lot more today.
On today's show, we'll be talking about Notebook LM from Google. Notebook LM is a very powerful artificial intelligence tool being developed by Google. Working with Notebook LM, users can summarize complex information, create study guides, and generate dynamic discussions based on their own documents as input. We'll also have some demonstrations of how Notebook LM can be used to create engaging audio with two interacting personalities, such as what you just heard. But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip is, try something new. There's all sorts of stuff in the news these days about what artificial intelligence can do, and today's topic is just one more example of that. It's new. If you want to try it, you'll be trying something new.
Support for Eyes on Success is provided by
Top Tech Tidbits, the week's news in access technology, a free weekly email newsletter and online resource for current news and trends in access technology. More information, including how to subscribe, is available at toptechtidbits.com.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
Let's start by learning what Notebook LM is all about. Pete?
As a quick introduction, Notebook LM allows you to insert your own content, which the AI will generate its responses from. And I'll just let Notebook LM describe itself. So what you're going to hear next is the podcast that Notebook LM generated from the information about itself that I gave it. And you'll hear two AI voices making a little commentary.
We're talking about Google's Notebook LM today. Think about it as your own personal research assistant. But what does that actually mean? What does it do?
That's what we're here to unpack. We've got all these help center guides on Notebook LM, and we're ready to break it down.
We're going to find out what it can really do.
And you know me, I'm always a little skeptical when I hear AI thrown around.
Mm-hmm.
But this, Notebook LM has got me curious.
It's more than just a buzzword, for sure.
So let's start with the basics. What is Notebook LM?
Well, imagine this. You're drowning in information overload. Articles, research papers, meeting notes, you name it.
Oh, tell me about it.
Notebook LM swoops in and helps you make sense of it all right.
Okay, I like where this is going.
But here's the key. You give Notebook LM your sources.
My sources.
Not the entire internet, just the specific files and documents that you've picked out because you're like, these are important.
So it's like a personalized search engine, but it only searches through stuff I've chosen.
Exactly. Your own little corner of the internet.
That's actually really cool because, let's be real, I can spend hours going down rabbit holes with regular online searches.
Oh, I know it. You start on page one of Google and suddenly you're on page five, wondering how you even got there.
Exactly. And then I've totally lost track of what I was even looking for in the first place.
And the beauty of this is you can throw anything at it. We're talking Google Docs, PDFs, even YouTube videos with transcripts. It can handle it.
Hold on, YouTube videos with transcripts? So I could like upload a lecture I missed and it would? What, summarize it for me or something?
Basically, it creates a knowledge base using those sources. You're not questioning where the information's coming from. You handpicked it.
Okay, I see the appeal here. I do.
Yeah.
But let's talk about what it can do. Uploading files is one thing, but what makes this different from, like, just having really well-organized folders?
Well, this is where the LM in Notebook LM comes in. It stands for language model, so it's not just storing your files.
There's more to it.
It's more like a brain that can understand and interpret everything you've given it. And I don't just mean understand. I mean analyze, summarize, and even generate completely new ideas based on your material.
Whoa, hold on. generate ideas. You're saying I could feed this thing like my half-written novel and it'll be like, here's what your characters should do next.
Well, maybe not quite that advanced yet, but it can definitely help you brainstorm. I mean, that's what the help docs emphasize.
So what, give me an example.
One of the use cases they mention is generating titles for blog posts. You've got a draft, you feed it to Notebook LM, and boom, you have a bunch of title options.
I could see how that would be useful.
Or let's say you're working on a business plan.
Okay.
You can use it to come up with new product features or even analyze your competitors.
See, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. This is way more helpful than just a digital filing cabinet.
Right.
So let's get into the specifics. What else can this AI do? What other tricks does it have up its sleeve?
Well, one of the features that really stood out to me in these help documents is the audio overview. And this is interesting, right?
Okay, what is that?
You upload a document or even a whole bunch of documents, and Notebook LM creates a podcast episode that summarizes the key points.
Wait, a podcast episode? Like with AI hosts?
Exactly.
Right.
Two AI voices have a conversation about the material. They highlight the important stuff, pull out interesting quotes, even play devil's advocate to give you different sides of an argument.
No way.
It's like having a deep dive into your research, but instead of you doing the heavy lifting, the AI does it for you.
Okay, that's what I call service. But are these AI hosts just like reading off a script? Or is there actual intelligence going on there?
Oh, it's definitely not just reading a script. It's way more advanced than that.
Okay, so tell me more about how it works.
So the AI behind this thing, it's been trained on this massive data set of text and code.
Okay, huge amounts of information.
And that lets it actually understand the context, you know? Like it can connect the dots and summarize things, and it can even sound like a real conversation with all the little nuances and everything.
So you're telling me it's not just spitting out dry facts?
No, not at all.
It can actually make those connections and be engaging, right?
Right.
Although, I have to admit, the idea of these AI hosts having, like, a more interesting conversation than me is a little intimidating.
Don't worry, your job is safe for now.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Well, but seriously, it does make you think about how much AI is changing things. It's not just about automating stuff anymore. It's about giving us tools that actually help us think better, learn faster.
Okay, yeah, I see what you mean. It's like leveling up your own abilities. But let's be real for a second. No technology is perfect. Are there limitations to Notebook LM? What are the downsides?
Oh, you're absolutely right to be cautious. It's important to remember that this thing is still in testing, you know?
So the work in progress.
Exactly. And the help docs, they're very upfront about that. It's early days, so there are going to be some quirks, some glitches probably.
So manage your expectations, listeners. This isn't some kind of magic solution. It's more like, I don't know, a super promising beta version of something that could be amazing.
That's a great way to put it.
So any specific limitations we should be aware of?
Well, one thing that comes to mind is, as cool as the audio overviews are, they're only in English right now.
Okay, that makes sense.
And it does take a few minutes for the AI to process everything and make those summaries. It's not instant.
Well, good things take time, or so they say.
Right.
Speaking of limitations, what about the elephant in the room? The cost? These help center guides don't exactly have a price tag attached.
Yeah, that's another thing that's still up in the air. They're very clear that the pricing information isn't available yet, which makes me think they're still figuring out the business model.
Okay, so that's a stay tuned for now.
For sure.
But even with those, let's call them early stage limitations, it seems like Notebook LM could really shake things up. Imagine students using this to power through their research papers.
Oh, I know, right?
Professionals analyzing all kinds of trends and data, writers who are stuck. The possibilities are kind of endless.
Absolutely. And especially for someone like our listener, someone who really values efficiency and like getting different perspectives on things, Notebook LM could be huge.
Huge.
Imagine absorbing the key takeaways from like a stack of research papers, but it only takes minutes. You don't have to read every single page.
That's what I'm talking about. No more getting bogged down in every single detail.
Right. You get the big picture. You get the main takeaways, maybe even some surprising connections that you wouldn't have seen on your own.
And it's all grounded in that closed loop of information, right? Like we talked about, it's all based on the specific sources that you choose.
Exactly.
So it's not random info from the internet. It's tailored to what you need.
Targeted insights.
It's like having a personal research assistant who's already read everything you have and can be like, here are the answers to your questions. but in a way that actually makes sense.
Precisely.
No more jumping between tabs, trying to put all the pieces together from a million different sources.
Yeah, it streamlines everything.
Notebook LM keeps it all in one place, nice and organized and ready for you to dig into.
Exactly.
But it seems like it goes beyond just research, you know? I feel like this could be huge for anyone who works with information, like on a regular basis.
Oh, absolutely.
Writers, for example. Feed Notebook LM your drafts, ask for feedback, get ideas, maybe try out different styles.
It's like having a brainstorming partner.
Exactly. It's kind of mind-blowing when you think about it.
The applications are endless.
And that's what's really exciting about this whole thing.
That's
right?
It.
It's not just a one-trick pony. It's really a platform for, like, boosting our ability to learn and analyze and create.
Amplifying what we're already capable of.
It's like this extra gear for your brain.
Yeah.
You know, to help you process and make those connections in a way that, honestly, you probably couldn't do on your own.
Absolutely.
But it's still your brain that's in the driver's seat.
Right, exactly.
Like, as cool as this tech is, it's not a replacement for, you know, actually thinking critically and using your judgment.
It's not going to do the thinking for you.
Right.
It's more like, I think of it as a thought partner.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
A thought partner.
Because
someone to bounce ideas off of, get a fresh perspective.
Exactly. Challenge your assumptions.
Yeah. Challenge those assumptions.
Yeah.
Which actually brings up a good point.
Yeah.
We've got to remember that all of this is still pretty new, right?
Yeah. It's easy to get caught up in the hype.
AI is still like a baby in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
So Notebook LM, as advanced as it seems.
Oh, yeah.
It's still learning.
It's growing.
It's going to make mistakes.
Definitely.
Who knows what kind of cool features are coming down the line.
Exactly.
What they're going to tweak, what they're going to add.
Based on feedback, right?
Exactly. That's the exciting part of being like an early adopter.
That's it.
You get to kind of help shape where this thing goes.
Absolutely.
Or you can wait for version 2. Oh, and avoid some of those early bumps in the road.
Right. There's always that option.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But hey, for the folks out there who love to be on the cutting edge.
Yeah. If you want to be on the front lines.
Notebook LM seems like the way to go.
It seems like it.
Well, that was a great rendition of what Notebook LM thinks of itself. Obviously, they have a very positive view of themselves. And that was only slightly edited for brevity. Support for Eyes on Success comes from our listeners and corporate sponsors.
For more information about airing promotional items on the show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
This week's focus topic is a demonstration of using Notebook LM with JAWS, followed by two examples of things it created. So here's the demo. Pete?
I am in the main website for Notebook LM, and I will hit tab several times until I get to
Notebook/settings, share new notebook button.
The new notebook button. I'll hit enter to create a new notebook.
Enter Notebook LM document, untitled notebook close button.
And from here, I'll hit tab several times and we'll see the various options that allow you to import data of different types. Let me tab down through it.
Unlabeled zero button, Google Docs, Google Slides, website.
So you see you can import from a website. The next one is
YouTube, copied text.
YouTube and copied text. So I'll go back to the website.
YouTube, website.
I'll hit enter.
Enter, Notebook LM logo graphic.
And now I'll hit tab several times to get to an edit box.
Untitled notebook-notebook LM, paste URL edit, blank.
And I've already copied the URL for Eyes on Success. I'll just paste it here.
Pasted. https://eyesonsuccess.net/.
And I'll hit tab several more times.
Untitled notebook-notebook LM insert button.
And if I hit the insert button, it will insert that information to which I just pointed.
Enter untitled notebook-notebook LM document.
And now if I hit tab several more times.
Unlabeled/add source checkbox, edit, untitled notebook.
This is the place where I can enter the name for the notebook, and I'll call it
Eyes on Success Demo.
And now I'll hit tab a few more times.
Settings button, share button, add note button, notebook guide button. Generate button.
If I hit the generate button, it will generate the two-person interactive podcast.
Enter Izon Success Demo-Notebook LM document.
Now, interestingly, if I arrow down from the top of the web page, I will see
coupon list with sources, add cell checkbox, more checkbox, edit.
And someplace on the page, I will find the text
generating conversation dot dot dot.
And if I arrow down from there,
this may take a few minutes, no need to stick around.
So it indicates it could take a while, so I'll come back when that's done. Well, that didn't take so long. Here we are back again. Now, again, if I arrow down from the top of the page, I will come to some buttons, and unfortunately, they were all unlabeled.
Coop, slash, add, check, check, edit, setting, share, add, notebook, unlabeled one, but unlabeled two, button menu.
But there's one that says button menu, and when you hit enter on that, it opens up.
Enter, change, playback, speed, menu, submenu, collapsed, one of three.
A menu, and if I go down a little bit.
Download menu, two of three.
And if I hit the download menu.
Enter, leaving menus, save as dialog, file name, colon, edit, combo, Izon Success Demo, underline, dot, WAV. Enter, downloading Izon Success Demo, underline, dot, WAV, 0% remaining, download complete, colon, Izon Success Demo, underline, dot, WAV.
And there you go. By hitting enter on the download button, I now have the WAV file that will be my little podcast.
So what follows is the result of Pete doing all of those steps. And we're just going to play a little bit of it. But this is a podcast that Notebook LM created about Eyes on Success based on what it found on our website. They make us sound like geniuses.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into the world of Eyes on Success. You sent over some really interesting information about this podcast and radio program, and it's for people with vision loss.
Yeah, and there's a lot to unpack here. We're going to be talking about adaptive technologies and just incredible personal stories, plus a ton of resources for the visually impaired community. It's all in this one program.
Eyes on Success sounds like way more than just a typical podcast. What really stood out to me was the reach and the history of it all.
Totally. Imagine this. It's been running since 2011.
Yeah.
Back then, it was called Viewpoints. And get this, they have listeners all over the world. Their main mission, though, that stayed the same. They want to show off what visually impaired people can achieve and highlight all the tools that help them do it.
Okay, wait a second. Eyes on Success is hosted by a couple, Peter and Nancy Torpy, and they both have PhDs in physics. Seriously, you can't make this stuff up.
It's true.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting how their background kind of comes through and how they approach things. You know, they've got this natural curiosity and they break down these really complex topics. But what makes them different is Peter's actually visually impaired himself.
You know, when I saw that, I thought, okay, this isn't just someone reporting on something. This is someone who lives it every day. That adds a level of depth you just can't fake. We've also got info about awards they've won. And not just like small-time stuff either. We're talking about some big-deal organizations that have recognized their work.
Right. It's impressive. They've won awards for their content, especially how they include interviews and present information. It's not just a boring list of facts. It's engaging. It's personal, and it clearly works. They're linking the visually impaired community with resources.
You know what really stuck with me? That little story about their logo?
Oh, yeah. That's a perfect example of how much thought they put into everything.
So Eyes on Success, if you take the first letters, it spells out ES. And guess what? That's actually the name of the Greek goddess of the dawn. So they made their logo look like a sunrise. How cool is that?
It's perfect. It's hopeful. It represents new beginnings. And it really captures the whole vibe of the show. Positive, encouraging, and focused on what's possible.
This has been an amazing deep dive. Eyes on Success isn't just a show. It shows how strong people can be, how inventive they are, and how well a community can do. And to everyone listening, we'll leave you with this thought. How can we all learn from Eyes on Success and create a world that's more accessible and welcoming for everyone?
And if you liked that, come back at the end of December for our year-end special, which will be based on much more of that. We're going to let Notebook LM describe Eyes on Success for that episode. So that should be fun. for this next example, as input, Pete used a blog post from Be My Eyes about their recently announced partnership with the Meta glasses from Ray-Ban.
Ever wish you had an extra set of eyes when you're trying to navigate, I don't know, like a super crowded airport?
Oh, yeah.
Trying to find your gate? You've got all your stuff. It's like, wouldn't it be amazing if you could just like get a little help, but without having to pull out your phone, dig through your bag?
Yeah, especially in that kind of situation where you just want to be present and aware.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like that kind of seamless assistance, that kind of help might be like closer than we think. We're diving into some really cool news from the world of accessible technology today. You ready?
I'm ready. Lay it on me.
Okay. So, Be My Eyes, you probably heard of it. Maybe you haven't. It's the app that basically connects blind and low vision people with sighted volunteers.
Right.
They help with, like, visual assistance, right? Mm. So they just announced a huge partnership with Meta to bring their volunteer feature to Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses.
Wow. Now, that's interesting. I mean, that is a game changer because it's using like an everyday device that a lot of people already have to provide that kind of assistance instead of like a separate device.
Totally.
Yeah.
And they're calling it a market first, so no one's doing this right now, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So, okay, how does it actually work? Like, say I'm wearing these glasses, I'm walking through the airport terminal. What's next?
Okay, so you just say, picture this. You're walking through, you say, hey, Meta, call a volunteer on Be My Eyes.
Oh, okay.
And the glasses, they're already linked to your Be My Eyes account, right?
Right.
And behind the scenes, what's happening is it's connecting you to their network of volunteers.
Oh.
Which is over 7 million people, by the way.
7 million volunteers.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's amazing.
So I'm like instantly connected. And then what? Does the volunteer just start talking to me through the glasses?
Exactly. They can see what you're seeing through the camera on the glasses.
Yeah.
And then they can like give you audio assistance in real time. So they could help you find your gate or figure out where the bathroom is or navigate through crowds. Just make it all a little easier.
That's amazing. That's so helpful, especially because I was reading like in the press release, they were talking about Chancey Fleet. Do you know him?
Yeah, yeah.
A Be My Eyes user.
Mm-hmm.
He was using it while he was traveling and said it even like gave him more freedom to focus on his guide dog.
Right. Right.
Which I thought was really interesting.
Yeah, because I was thinking about that, too. Like, if you're trying to navigate an airport, which can be really tricky with a guide dog anyway.
Totally.
And to have to, like, have your phone out, trying to look at that and manage everything else. It's like, this just frees up, like, your hands and your mind to just be able to focus on what you need to focus on.
Totally. It's like, I feel like so often with accessibility technology, especially, it can be like, oh, it makes things a little bit easier or makes things, you know, a little bit more possible. But this is actually about, like, freedom.
Exactly.
And not just, like, making things, you know, incrementally better, but actually, like, fundamentally changing someone's experience.
Yeah. And I think that's what's really cool, too, is that, you know, this is just the first step, right?
Yeah.
This is just the beginning of this partnership. So, like, they've barely scratched the surface of what's possible.
Imagine, like, how much more integrated this is going to become.
Oh, I know.
Because, you know, Meta's got their hands in everything.
Right, okay.
So it's like, what if the glasses could, I don't know, like switch back and forth between like their camera view and your phone's camera, depending on what you're doing?
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Because
I was thinking about that. Like if you're at the grocery store and you need to read like a label or something.
Yeah.
You don't want to have to like have the volunteer like direct you to like hold your glasses at a weird angle. It could just be like.
Totally. Or try to like describe it really weirdly.
Right. Exactly.
But you could just like switch over to your phone camera and be like, boom, close up.
Exactly. Yeah.
What does this say?
Yeah. Or imagine like you could use voice commands, but like tailored for those kinds of situations, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, Meta, help me find the shortest line. Or hey, Meta, show me the reviews for this product.
Oh, that's so smart. That's actually...
Possibilities are huge.
That would change my life as a sighted person.
I know, right?
Like, forget about...
Forget accessibility. I just want that.
I just want that in my life. Like, someone tell me where the shortest line is. But that's, like, what's so cool is that it's becoming so much more, like, personalized and, like, context aware.
Right.
It's not just, like, a feature. It's, like, a whole different way of thinking about how technology can, like, help people, how it can empower people. And it really makes you wonder, like, what else is out there? What else is going to be possible? Especially now that you have these companies like Meta, you know, who are like the big players investing in this kind of inclusive design.
And that's what I think is really significant about it. You know, it's one thing for like a smaller company to be like, yeah, we're really into accessibility. But for someone like Meta, like a huge tech giant,
totally,
to make this their focus is huge. Like, they're putting their money where their mouth is, which is really cool to see.
And you know they have so much power.
Yeah.
And so much influence.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's really got me thinking about, like, when tech companies actually do prioritize accessibility, the possibilities are huge.
Yeah.
And it feels like this could really, like, start to change things in the industry, you know?
I think so, too.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when a big company like Meta kind of throws their weight behind something like this,
right?
Other companies start to take notice.
Totally.
And they're like, oh, okay, this is important.
Yeah, if Meta's doing it, maybe we should too.
Right, exactly. So it really kind of raises the bar for everyone, which I think is a really good thing.
It's not just about the technology itself either, right?
Right.
It's about, like, what it actually does for people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, giving someone the ability to be more confident, be more independent, like actually navigate the world in a way that they might not have been able to before, that's like life-changing.
And it goes beyond the individuals too.
Totally, yeah.
Like, think about the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
When we design things with accessibility in mind, everyone benefits. It creates a more inclusive world for everyone.
It's so awesome to see this kind of stuff happening, and this partnership with Be My Eyes and Meta has me so excited.
Yeah.
It's like, who knows what we're going to be able to do next?
That's the thing. That's what's so exciting. It feels like we're kind of like on the edge of something really cool, and it could go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully this is just the beginning of a future where technology empowers everyone.
I think so too. And you know what? I think that's a great place to leave it for today.
Well, thank you to the two nameless hosts of that pseudo-podcast created by Notebook LM from Google.
So those are just a few examples of how Notebook LM can be used to produce audio content, but also, as we mentioned, it can do much more.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success. Success.
Now for this week's final item, how you can learn more about Notebook LM from Google and how you can try it out. Well, it's all on their website, which is at http://notebooklm, all one word, N-O-T-E-B-O-O-K-L-M, .google.com. They'll have everything you need there to get yourself started.
And in the show notes for this episode, which is episode 2442, we'll have links to the websites where Notebook LM got its input.
That's it for today's show. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about another application of using artificial intelligence, this time specifically intended to help people with vision loss. Learn how AIRA is revolutionizing accessibility for the visually impaired with its blend of human interpreters and artificial intelligence. We'll talk with Everett Bacon, Chief of Blindness Initiatives, about AIRA's partnerships offering free services in many locations. Find out how AIRA provides secure access to visual information anytime, anywhere.
So thanks for joining us for this episode, and we hope you'll join us again next week.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
You can access the full archive of previous shows, subscribe to the podcast, and much more by going to our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net. If you have questions about anything you've heard on the show or have suggestions for future shows, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
Thank you for listening and have a nice day.